Okay, Ronan Murray. Ronan, you arrived in Oriel Park at the start of the season. God, it's been a great year for you.
Yeah, it's been a great year. You know, winning the league was special, and now going for the double, and all the hype around this cup final is great. So, no, I really enjoyed it. Ups and downs for myself personally, but really, really, really enjoyed the last month or so with the celebrations and everything.
Yeah, but it's been a tough year in a lot of ways for you. I can understand what you're saying. You were in the side early on, and you were scoring goals. I mean, you are a proven goal scorer. And then you seem to be sitting on the bench or whatever. But in the latter stages, the manager, I think, had you back into the side when there might have been one or two players injured. But you took your chance and you scored your goals.
Yeah, at the start of the season, I suppose I was in the team and had a good pre-season, and I was flying fit and everything. And then I suppose maybe 2 months in, I found myself out of the team, and then the lads came in, were outstanding. Like, so you can't really begrudge it or whatever. And then so
how hard was it for you being out of the side at that stage?
I was very tough last season. I was with Galway, and I played every minute basically of the season. So finding myself on the bench was very frustrating, but just one of those things that in football you just have to take it on the chin and work hard and train and get yourself back in the team. So that's what I try to do, and just that middle part of the season was very difficult, but yeah. I suppose.
But you came out the other side.
I came out the other side. So since the cup run, I got a few games in the cup and got a few goals.
Very important goals.
It's been really enjoyable the last 3 months, I suppose, getting out and helping the lads win the league and get to the cup final.
I know Stephen has his choice of people to take free kicks, but I'd give them to you every time. I'll never forget your goal down in Waterford when you were beaten. I think it was the last game you were beaten in midway through the season, but that was a fabulous goal.
Yeah, it was a good one to get in, but unfortunately we didn't get the victory that night. But if I'm on the pitch, we're practicing there today between me, Patrick McElhinney and Michael Duffy, and we'll make our mind up on the day and who feels that he can step up to the plate. But hopefully we can just get the win, and no matter who scores, just get that win.
The spirit among the teams from the players I've been talking to today seems to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's been like this, I suppose, all season really behind the scenes. So it's not new to us. It's the spirit and the lads is second to none, and it's just an enjoyable place to be and work and play your football.
And your first cup final, how are you looking forward? You must be really looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, the buzz around here today and the media and everything, it's just something different, and you can feel the buzz bubbling around the town and that. So everyone getting their flags out and everything's great. So. We're all looking forward to it.
How much does that mean to the players to see the buzz around the town, to see the flags hanging out, to see the kids wearing black and white rather than Manchester United, Liverpool jerseys? I mean, it's Dundalk to think of, not across channel teams.
It's mighty, and that's the way it should be, because we're on their doorstep, only down the road, and it doesn't cost a fortune to watch us play. And I think we play a great style of football. That you wouldn't even see in the Championship in England.
No,
so the product is there, and people have been coming out to support us, and it's great to see the flags and everything, and all the artwork or whatever, and the flags in the shed the other night was phenomenal. It was great to the lads to see, and the lads just get a kick off it, and just give you that extra edge on when we came out against Sligo. That when we were waiting to lift the cup, we came out and bet them 5-0, and that was all due to the fans and the hype around the game and that buzz that you get around the game. So you know, we'll be raring to go on Sunday again.
What's the build up been like so far for you for the final?
We've trained Monday, Tuesday, so we're off tomorrow and then train again. I suppose this is the real. We've been obviously speaking about it, but when it gets to Thursday, Friday, and the weekend is coming, that's when the nerves will start to kick in, and you'll really feel like there's something big coming.
When you head to the team hotel Saturday night in Dublin, you'll really know that you've got something big ahead of you 24 hours away.
Yeah, definitely, it's going to be a big build up, and it's new to me, so It's exciting.
But in a way, that's good that it is new to you, because you don't have the memory of two defeats in the last 2 years. I've been asking the players that have been there for the two defeats, and they've said, no, it's not going to matter. And I, from the impression they've given to me, I definitely believe it. But you don't have to worry about that, because you haven't been there. So if you do feature, which I'm sure you will at some stage, that's not going to be a problem.
No, not for me. I'll just I haven't been involved, obviously. And it's been tough for the lads in the last couple of years, and the double is rare to do. With all the lads' success here, the double has only been done once.
That's
so
right.
In the recent years.
Yeah.
So
No Dundalk, this double's been done three times by the club altogether, but no Dundalk team have ever won, no same Dundalk team have ever won the double. It's been over a span of 1979, then 1988, then 2015. So that shows you how long it spans. You'll be making history if you win it on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's important to us to have something to grip onto, and you know, and really go for it on a Sunday and be up for the game, because the doubles is very difficult to come by, and hopefully we can do it.
Just finally, yourself, you've scored 11 goals this season in the sparing games that you have been given. I know Stephen Kenny rates you an awful lot. Are you going to stay on in Dundalk next season?
Well, we'll just have to see. My contract is obviously ended at end of this year. But
you want to stay
at the minute. It's a difficult one to say at the minute. I'm in talks. In talks with Dundalk, you know, and it's a phenomenal club and a great club. So I'll just have to see after cup final and just weigh things up at the end of the season.
Okay, well, listen, the best, and whatever decision you make, Ronan, wish you the best.
Thanks very much.
Thanks
you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ronan.